South Carolina edged Texas A&M 5-4 on Scott Wingo's bases loaded single in the bottom of the ninth inning in the nightcap of the double elimination tournament. The Gamecocks advanced to a bracket two winners game against Virginia Tuesday night. The Aggies play California in an elimination game tomorrow afternoon. In Major League Baseball Sunday, the Marlins lost their 10th straight game just hours after their manager resigned. Edwin Rodriguez threw in the towel before Florida dropped a 2-1 decision at Tampa Bay. Bench coach Brandon Hyde is serving as acting skipper while the club searches for an interim manager. Former Marlins manager Jack McKeon, who is now 80, is being mentioned as the interim skipper. James Shields limited the Fish to 4 hits in his second consecutive complete game, raising his Major League leading total to 5 this year. The Marlins are 1-18 so far in June. Elsewhere around the major leagues, Nick Swisher's 3-run homer in the 8th inning broke a tie and gave the New York Yankees a 10-4 win over the Chicago Cubs. Justin Verlander threw a 4-hitter for his second straight complete game as Detroit pounded the Rockies 9-1. Jair Jurgens allowed 1 run over 5 1/3 innings to earn his 9th win of the season in Atlanta's 4-2 win over visiting Texas. St. Louis shook off an injury to their top player and beat the Kansas City Royals 5-4 as three-time National League MVP Albert Pujols sprained his left wrist in the 6th inning and left the game. Skip Schumacher's solo homer in the bottom of the 9th won it after Kansas City's Alcides Escobar led off the top of the final frame with a homer to tie it at 4. Pujols went 3-for-3 with his 17th home run. Jason Vargas outdueled Cole Hamels as Seattle blanked visiting Philadelphia 2-0. Cord Phelps hit a 3-run jack in the bottom of the 12th to give the Cleveland Indians a 5-2 win over Pittsburgh. Landon Powell's solo homer in the bottom of the 8th snapped a 1-1 tie as Oakland beat San Francisco 2-1. Baltimore ended the Nationals' longest run of success in 6 years with a 7-4 victory in Washington. That snaps the winning streak of 8 games in a row by the Nats. Drew Butera's RBI single with 1 out in the bottom of the 9th lifted Minnesota past San Diego 5-4. That's the 7th straight win for the Twins. Kevin Youkilis highlighted a 6-run first inning with a 3-run homer as Boston beat visiting Milwaukee 12-3. Vernon Wells had a solo homer and 2 RBI singles, and Eric Ibar cleared the bases with a triple as the Angels pinned a 7-3 loss on the Mets in New York. Cincinnati picked up its first win in 6 tries against AL competition with a 2-1 win over the visiting Toronto Blue Jays. Phil Umber pitched effectively into the 8th inning. Paul Konerko homered for the 3rd straight game, and A.J. Pierzynski hit a 3-run double in the White Sox 8-2 win over Arizona. The only National League game saw the Dodgers avoid a 3-game sweep with a 1-0 win over the Houston Astros. In other baseball news, Toronto Blue Jays shortstop Yunel Escobar has agreed to a 2-year, $10 million contract extension that includes club options for 2014 and 15. Toronto got Escobar from Atlanta in a 5-player deal July 14th. He avoided salary arbitration, agreeing to a 1-year, $2.9 million contract for this season. He's hitting .281 with 8 homers, 26 RBIs, and 42 runs scored heading into yesterday's action. Boston Red Sox have placed pitcher Clay Buchholz on the 15-day disabled list. The right-hander's strained lower back had been bothering him for a few starts. Buchholz is 6-3 with a .348 earned run average. He's coming off a career-best 17-7 record last year. In Pacific Coast League Baseball Sunday, the Iowa Cubs, an 8-5 winner over Albuquerque. Round Rock knocked off the Omaha Storm Chasers by a final of 11-7. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Wowee, Ralph, what happened to your car?
What do you mean, what happened to it? I just had $3,000 worth of paint and bodywork done on it, Bob.
You didn't go to Brown Auto Body, did you?
Well, no. This guy had a little shop behind his house. Look, I could have taken it to Brown Auto Body. Hey, I could still take it to Brown Auto Body. Of course, that'll mean I paid double when I didn't have to.
Brown Auto Body, specializing in insurance and collision repair, superior service, pickup and delivery, and access to rental cars that'll make your misfortune just a little easier. Put your trust in Dana Cooper and the boys at Brown Auto Body, 3rd and Elm in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Golf has a new young international sensation. Northern Ireland's 22-year-old Rory McIlroy shattered the U.S. Open scoring record by 4 strokes. He finished a whopping 16 under par and running away with the 111th U.S. Open at Congressional Country Club outside Washington, D.C. Jason Day finished a distant second. He was 8 shots back. McIlroy went 65, 66, 68, and 69 in his 4 rounds. He's the 3rd player in U.S. Open history to shoot in the 60s all 4 rounds. McIlroy is the youngest U.S. Open winner since 21-year-old Bobby Jones won it in 1923. McIlroy captured his first major and did his best to erase the memory of blowing a four-stroke lead on the final day of the Masters 2 months ago in Augusta. He shot 80 on that Sunday at Augusta, but that seems like a long time ago now. After his victory, the platitudes rolled in just like his birdie putts. Luke Donald, the number one ranked player in the world, says McIlroy has probably the most talent I've ever seen from a golfer. Defending Open champion Graham McDowell says McIlroy is the best player I've ever seen. At the club in Northern Ireland, where McIlroy learned to play golf, they celebrated from the first birdie on Sunday. Many pints were sunk and songs sung, including an impromptu Rory, Rory, Hallelujah. Members of the Hollywood Golf Club were glued to the television. A man even kissed the large screen in the clubhouse's main bar after McIlroy won the U.S. Open by 8 shots. Club member Tommy Trimble said the members were massively proud of golf's newest superstar. The club overlooking Belfast bent its rules to let McIlroy in as a member at just the age of 7. That was because he showed so much promise. McIlroy's father started taking him to the club even before he could walk. In racing, Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag in the Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway on Sunday. Hamlin had held off Matt Kenseth for his first win of the year. He entered the race 12th in the points standings. Kyle Busch drove despite chest pain and finished third, giving Joe Gibbs Racing a 1-3 finish. Hamlin won 8 times last year and contended for the series title but was unable to match Jimmy Johnson. Dario Franchitti picked up his third IndyCar Series win of the year at the Milwaukee Mile as he took over the lead when Elio Castroneves had a tire problem late in the race and then held on to win. Graham Rahal was second, followed by Oriel Servia, Will Power, and Danica Patrick placed fifth. And Nevada football coach Chris Ault has received a 2-year contract extension after guiding the Wolfpack to a 13-1 record in the number 11 ranking last season. That new deal runs through the 2013 season. The 64-year-old Ault is entering his 27th season as Nevada's coach. He had earned a base annual salary of $443,000 plus performance bonuses. While his contract calls for a $25,000 annual salary increase, Ault decided to forfeit the increase in the coming year and voluntarily accept a 4.8% salary reduction along with other university faculty and staff. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.